Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say platform in Chinese. We have an amazing guest today, Andy McAfee. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Xiaolan.
你好。
All right, I'll try.
Yeah,
你好。
你好, exactly. Yes, you know, 你 is you, how is good.So basically, in Chinese, when we say hi, that means you good.
You good?
You good. I'm good.
Same thing Americans say. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. 你好. Right, platform. What is platform?
Well, originally, platform is an old word, and it's just kind of a raised space where you might see a performer, you might build a building, something like that.
Right.
We use platform in the sense of the digital economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's an online space where people can gather and find each other and do business.
That sounds very much like in Chinese, because platform, of course, when you translate that into Chinese, in the olden days, people call that 月台, and 月 means the moon, and 台 is the sticking out place, like a balcony. So in ancient time, imagine the ancient Chinese wooden building, the place, the balcony type of place they stick out, they used to enjoy the sight of the moon.
The platform is the balcony where you watch the moon.
That's right. And
I
now,
love it.
Nowadays, 月台, that's the way they say it. You use that to describe anything physically with somewhere sticking out. For example, even like the train station. The platform for the train station, they use the same word.
How about digital platforms in China?
That's different though.
Ah, here we go.
Yeah, we call 平台. 平, it means equal.And means very peaceful. So it's a peaceful and equal stage.
It's a peaceful, like an egalitarian kind of a gathering place.
That's right.
And that's a beautiful word because one of the great features about mm-hmm. digital platforms is they do provide a really common ground for people to come together much more as equals than they often can in other places and find somebody else, do business, make a transaction happen in a very, very egalitarian way.
It is.
So
yeah.
I love that Chinese word.
Sure. Since you love it, let's make it.Absolutely
I'm not
correct.
Sure I'm going to love pronouncing it, but again, I'm willing to try with a good teacher like you.
Thank you. This is an easy one. 平台.
平台.
平台. 平 is equal. 平.
平.
台.
台.
台 is the second tone. 平 means equal.
Okay.
Equal. So you make it slightly up, but not too much.
At the end.
At the end. 平.
平.
平. That's right. Like 平. P-I-N-G. 平.
Yep.But raise it a little bit
a little bit at the end.
Because unlike English, Chinese is a tonal language.
It is.
So I have to be careful about the raising at the end.
There are four major tones. And if you don't get it right, and people would misunderstand you. Like if you say, ma, that means mother. Ma, that means horse. So be careful.
This is completely bizarre to an English speaker.
Yeah, but a couple billion Chinese people do that, so it can't be that hard.
Fair point.
Right, so 平台, 台 is the second word. 台, that means a stage. So the equal stage. Equal stage for everyone who can either communicate, they can trade, and they can do also the things together.
And how do I pronounce the 台 part?
台. Like Taiwan, Tai.
Does it raise or lower?
Second tone.
Second tone again.
Yeah, going up a little bit.
Tai.
Tai. And Tai is also the same sound as Taiwan, where I'm from.
Taiwan, where you're from.
And okay. That's exactly the same character. So,
wow.
平台.
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 Perfect. So, there are many type of different 平台. For example, there's Android and there's iOS, and then could be the 平台 for trading, could be the 平台 for education, and could be the 平台 for chatting, like WeChat, and WhatsApp.
And Uber is a 平台.
Uber is a 平台.
In China, Didi is a 平台.
Exactly. Didi is a 平台. And then here, for example, in the UK, we have something called Deliveroo.
Yep.
It's a 平台.
It's a 平台.
That's right.
Good.
So 平台, at the moment, many of them, they exist independently. Do you expect at some point they might be able to be interlinked?
What I understand is that in China, there are a few huge 平台 that are used for lots of different things.
Yeah.
And the pattern so far in the United States has been that we have separate 平台 for delivering food or mm-hmm. getting a ride or finding a place to stay. Now, what I honestly don't know is which of those two models is going to become more popular in the future, and whether we'll have a very small number of platforms mm-hmm. where we can do a lot of different things, or kind of like I have on my phone, mm-hmm. a bunch of different Pingtai, each of which do one separate thing for me. It sounds a little more convenient
yep.
just to have one place to go to get all of my transactions done.
Yeah, and then I could imagine that for lots of Pingtais going on, and they actually impact the traditional business, like the human carrier business, or like retail business, or even just a normal communication business. They've been disruptive. So do you see this trend continuous being disruptive going forward?
Absolutely. So teach me the Chinese word for product then.
产品.
So what I think is that the platform, the Pingtai, is mm-hmm. going to increasingly be more important than the product.
Right.
So a taxi ride for me is a product. A ride in Uber. Uber is a platform that gives me rides all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about different currencies. I don't have to worry if I speak the same language as the driver.
Mm-hmm.
The platform, the Pingtai of Uber, handles all of that for me. We're going to see a lot of that more in the future.
Mm-hmm. And then did you see that, for example, now we are talking about Pingtai in Chinese. Of course, our dialogue is in English. Did you see the need in the future that you might still want to learn a new language, such as Chinese?
Even when technology becomes so powerful that you and I can have a conversation and thanks to our phones, we won't have to speak the same language,
mm-hmm.
I think people still want to learn the language of other people. It's a wonderful way to educate yourself,
mm-hmm.
and it's a wonderful way to connect with another human being. So
yes.
I don't think technology will completely substitute for that.
You got the answer perfect.
Yes.
I still get a job when yes. the Pingtai is taking over
don't
a
worry.
Lot of ancient business. Okay, so I still need to continue innovating new things. So let's repeat Pingtai again to make sure that everybody hear that properly. Pingtai.
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 Yes, that's a digital type of platform. And then when we talk about the platform in the train station, we say 月台.
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 月. Yeah, so cute.
I'm glad this is amusing for you, Shaolan.
月 is the moon.
Moon platform.
So yeah, you go to the balcony, think about the ancient Chinese guys, they're so romantic. They go to the balcony, have a glass of wine, and look at the moon. 月台.
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 I like that.
Thank you so much, Andy, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.